Hey, here we go, coming in hot. Back at it.
Just
bringing the heat straight from the gate. Counting these blessings on blessings. What's up?
Counting blessings on blessings, huh?
Yeah, I feel good about life.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 46, I believe. Just a strong number.
Yeah.
Good strong number.
I'll
find out what that number means in sacred geometry later.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's significant.
Nicely bounced, you know, 4 + 6 = 10. I like all those things.
Yeah. And 1 + 0 = 1. Yes. The number one number. 46, baby. No, I'm feeling good. Well, I was at the dentist today. Yes. So I didn't tell you about this last time. We never really had a chance to talk about it, but like the this periodontist that I'm going to now, this new guy, they're like big country music fans.
Okay.
And all of their over top of the patient banter between him and the hygienist is all it's all country music pop culture talk.
Like about like award shows,
oh, yeah.
Albums coming out.
Because when like I was the last time I was there was the weekend after an award show. It might have been the day after an award show.
Yeah.
Like a country music award show.
Yeah.
So that was like hot goss.
It's exciting.
Hot goss.
Hot goss.
So all I know is like Brad Paisley's maybe married. I don't know.
You know nothing.
No.
I mean, you got a country singer's name out though.
Yeah. Well, it was hard to, because I don't know country music, so it was hard to anchor any of these people in anything. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't even anchor anybody to a song.
No.
Like, there was no anchors for me.
No songs.
The conversation was just slipping off me. I couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah.
It was Miranda Lambert. She was big in the conversation.
Yeah. Got a couple names.
Yeah, a couple. Somebody had veneers.
Oh, really?
And they were making fun of the veneers.
Ooh.
Which, you're going to make fun of somebody's teeth while you're working on my teeth?
You were offended by that?
I am offended by that. He's a periodontist.
Yeah.
Not a regular dentist. So if anybody doesn't know what periodontitis is, it's a genetic disease as far as I know. I mean, I don't, you can't contract it as far as I can tell.
Right.
You can only pass it on genetically.
If you were like really, I think if you like got blood and like rubbed on, like they're like, maybe.
I don't think you can blood rub periodontitis. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can blood rub that gum disease. I don't know. Maybe if
you drink. The dentist told me not to use your toothbrush.
Well, I mean. Well, first of all, I support. I wholeheartedly support that. And second of all, don't tell us how to run our family. This is our household. Mind your business, dentist.
So, I asked.
Well, yeah, thank you. Which, the one that we go to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, we always go to the same one. But yeah, I feel like he was really looking out for me. What a weird question you asked. What was the context of that question even?
I was wondering if it was genetic, like if the kids would get it. I wondered if I could get it.
Yeah. And what did he say?
I feel like I only asked the hygienist and I feel like the answer was like, I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. She's not a dentist.
Yeah.
So the periodontitis is a gum disease and it's like it eats away the bone underneath your gum line and it just builds plaque way faster than just normal mouths.
Yeah.
Right. So, but you know, there's things you can do. Don't worry. I'm okay. You don't have to wear a ribbon for me.
No.
You know what I mean? I go see a specialist. So, just stay away from sugars and shit.
Yeah.
You know, just take care of your teeth. You have to floss more.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know, if you have like a lot of plaque all the time and you're like, I don't know what's going on. Like you probably have periodontitis.
Yeah.
You don't know it. Just go to a something. right?
Specialist.
Yeah, go to. I mean, some people don't even go to the dentist.
I know there are a lot more people don't go to the dentist. I am
blown away by that.
Me too.
I mean, granted, if I don't, my teeth will fall out of my face. Like, so, yeah. You know, that's probably a lot of the reason that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, I mean, I was of sound mind as a human. I think I agreed with the going to the dentist every 6 months.
Yeah, I buy into it.
Yeah.
Like, why it makes not? Sense. Yeah.
Buy into some stuff.
Of all the things that you're going to do, that's like maintenance that you can't do yourself. You need a deep cleaning.
Buy into the dumbest shit and then just let go.
Yeah.
Of that.
Yeah.
Important stuff. It's like, why are you even doing that? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Let me just finish with this.
Okay.
So he's a periodontist, right? Yeah. Periodontist.
Periodontist.
He specializes in dealing with people that have like an aggressively recessive gum disease.
Right.
You know, and you're making fun of this millionaire's teeth? This millionaire's like priceless veneers that he has?
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying about me when I leave? Or what are you saying about me over top of me? You know, like my eyes are closed most of the time because water is squirting into my eyes. So I have to, you know, what are you facing at each other about me?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care, but it's like, wow, now that's on the table when I go to this particular specialist.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, what was that other subtopic that I want to make the topic now?
People buying to the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, people buying just the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
It's like the dumbest, like it's and the stuff that they buy into has no practical benefit to themselves.
Yeah, like if they're wrong about it, like they don't get, like it's like, there's some things that even if you're wrong about it and you do it, like you get benefit from it.
I feel like all of the things that people buy into socially are to like honor their mother and father who they're not really honoring because like stop acting like you're not out there doing anal.
That's how you dishonor your mom and dad. That's like the ultimate 100%. Way. Like when you think of our kids and you're like, when they're going to go wrong.
Mm, just keep things out the butt. I think we're doing okay. Right. I mean, it's like if you, hopefully, like we're good enough parents that our kids don't grow up to be people that feel like they need anal. I don't know how wanting anal works, you know, but I feel like it starts in the home.
I think you're being very judgmental about anal.
No, I'm just trying to be clinical about
clinical
it.
Clinical.
Like, where
it.
Do you think anal starts?
Where does anal start?
Where does the desire for anal start?
We were I was putting the kids to bed, and Finn had a plastic Halloween eyeball, and I noticed him over there, we're reading books, and I noticed him over there, like, putting in his underwear, and I'm like, oh, geez, like, what kind of conversation am I going to have with him? But then I noticed that he was just putting it in his waistband and shooting it, and he was, like, shooting it really far.
Yeah.
And, so.
Well, if he's putting it in the front, that's none of your business. You come get me. I'll talk to him about it.
But we'll if it's privately, anal?
I mean, if it's anal, jump on that. Jump on that. No! Like, don't even be a regular parent. Jump straight into your human animal. Like, really, really, like, I want you to be, like, overly panicked. Sweat. I want you to sweat when you're telling him, no, don't put that in your butt.
Glad we had that moment to get that out there. And now we both know how to react.
We're better parents now.
Better parents.
We're better parents now. I going back to this periodontist and his hygienist, she asked me, you know, it's small talk when you go to a place like that. How was your holiday?
Yeah.
Good, good. And I'm always trying to figure out how to like take that small talk and like rip it into the depths of uncomfortable conversation as quickly as possible.
But is this like your goal as you walk around the earth, or is this just your goal with your hygienist?
It's pretty much my goal as I walk around this earth, but it's also kind of just a character trait about me.
It is.
That I've embraced. Like, I'm not, I just don't fight my desire to do that, right? So she goes, you know, how was your holiday? Oh, mine was good. How was yours? I asked back because I participate in small talk because I need to get something to grab and yank it,
right? You need to get them in the comfort zone.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. and
disclose one little detail to you, and you're like, I got it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're
yeah.
gonna go all the way in on this one.
And I also know how to talk to, like, just like women in general, mm-hmm. because you don't talk to men and women the same way. Because like, if you want information from a man, you mm-hmm. have to ask him a question.
Yeah.
There's no other way around soliciting information from a man unless he's very womanly in behavior, right? Yeah. If you want information from a woman, you tell her the same information about yourself that you want from her, right? It's a slick yeah. trick. It's a very slick trick. So what I do is, so instead of like asking a question, what I do is go, she goes, how was your holiday? You know, how was your holiday? Good. How was yours? She goes, good. And I go, yeah, we cooked this year. It was crazy and fun. Now she has to give the information for what she did for her yeah. Thanksgiving. And again, I didn't know it was going to be this, but it like happened quick.
You know, she you were gleeful when it well, happened so quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I almost like, was that it? No, jump. Like, I almost didn't take yeah. it because it happened so quick because she volunteered like sub information to her information.
Ooh, yeah.
And she went to so that I would then go.
Yeah.
Right. So she goes, we went to my in-laws this year. It was fun. I really get along with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So basically she's asking me if I get along with my in-laws.
Yeah.
And I say, it's good to get along with your in-laws. I appreciate that luxury. Right. However, I also don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't really think that I have to.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, if you think about it, like it, with the way that societal marriage works, and I'm using words like that now, yeah. like shit, like as soon as you start, as soon as you use any conjugation of the word society, you are way too deep into a conversation than you expected. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go, you know, because of the way that like societal marriage is set up, like it's the woman who's obligated to assimilate to the husband's family, not so much the other way around. I mean, basically the husband like takes the woman away from her family, yeah. you know? So, and she was like, yeah, you're right. I never really thought about it like that. But his family likes me too. I'm like, no, they don't. But do you know what I mean? Like, that's yeah. Like, do you think about that? Or is that like, that wasn't like profound, right? Right? That's like, that's information that's floating out there.
Yeah, no, that's information that's out there. I think you might offend some people by that. Like some women, I think they would be like, not in my household. You know, like, I don't know why they deal
with
that's
completely what it is. Like the man, he comes in and just like yanks you from your friends and family and takes you, right?
Well, I mean, that's, traditionally, that's kind of how it was. Like, people would buy wives. People would, like, so it feels like it harkens back to a time when you bought a wife or you traded, you know, goods for a wife. It's not so much that anymore because women get to choose the man in their life as well. So he, like, so there's some requirements today for men to get along with women's friends. Like, just because you've escaped this in your life.
I think most men do. I don't think masculine men are out there catering to their woman's friends. I don't think that's happened. I think you're confused about
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think you're okay. misled on how
you?
That goes down.
Do you?
Absolutely, 100%. I don't know any guy that does that. I don't know a single, I don't like, and again, this is, we're speaking, this whole entire conversation is in generalities, right?
Okay.
So I am a masculine identifying man, right? And I hang out with other masculine identifying men.
Okay.
Right? I keep that sort of company.
Yeah.
And so I have a fairly good data set of that type of guy.
Yeah.
Right? And 100% of them don't try to cater to their woman's friends.
Well, you're saying cater. I'm saying involved.
Yeah, that's catering. Like, if you, like in any sort of way being in, because it's like if you're being involved, it's because they want you involved, not because you want to be involved. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because no guy would ever think that his lady's friends were cool.
Well, no, but yes, but no, but absolutely yes, but no. It's because he wouldn't have to feel like that's something he would have to stoop to obtain a woman.
Stoop to?
Yeah, that's unmanly behavior. It's weird. It's weird. A guy running around trying to impress his girlfriend's friends. It's weird.
But I'm not saying running around. Are you saying that a woman is are you saying that a woman is running around trying to impress a man's like existing life? Like when you're saying yes. No man is, because I'm not saying that a man is doing that. You're saying that saying women that are doing that?
I'm saying that there is an expectation for women to do that.
To run around and impress a man's
like
family.
Like a chicken with its head cut off. running around. Right, busy. I'm a busy bee. Like, you know, like, yeah. Come on. Like, women are supposed to be, like, always doing stuff. Like, the house is supposed to be beautiful. Like, when my family comes over, it's supposed to be spick and span, and it's supposed to be your responsibility for that being the case.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's all right because of both of us. Right? We work together to keep our house all right. It's teamwork. I think a house just stays aight with one person working their ass off all the time. No, that person would, I don't know, just chill. I don't know. Chill with all the free time, man.
Why is it so hard keeping a house aight?
It's just a lot, man. It's a lot constantly. We have three kids. We have three kids that are aight with the house being not aight. They are, you know, they go at it. They
I see pictures of moms of like three to more kids, and I'm like, how is their house?
I just
like
don't
that?
Believe it.
You know, I think it's just the corner of the room that they're snapping the picture. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Oh, that was a beautiful moment. Let's go over to the clean corner of the room and take a picture of this moment. Bring everything. Yes. I didn't even think about it that way. I mean, I thought it was like they would just like be like, hey, you want to take pictures today? Let's all clean downstairs. Like, you know, it's just like they would make an effort and take or they would clean. I'm like, let's take a bunch of pictures while it's clean.
Yeah.
Let's change clothes and stuff. So it seems like multiple days.
I see how both of us have tried to figure out ways to do that in our house.
Yeah. There's got to be a way to prove that our house is clean. Like, it's like, I mean, do I not post pictures of my adorable kids because our rocking chair looks gross? I mean, it's a rocking chair. It's like, it's, by the way, it's just water spots. Even that's what's most annoying about it. It looks gross, but it's just dried water spots. Uh-huh. Like water spilled hair, dried whatever. Bottom line,
maybe a thing or two other than water, but yeah,
is women be out there trying to impress families.
Okay.
You know? Or like I guess the guy is supposed to like impress like maybe the dad.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. The guy has to. Yeah. That's a debt given.
Yeah. One. But it's also just like it's enough.
Enough.
To get the dad. Hand in marriage.
Yeah.
And once you get the hand in marriage, it's like fuck you, dad. Get out of get out of here. She's mine now. Thank you for 33% of your land. Now get off my land.
is this a conversation you had with the hygienist?
No, yeah. Got deep. Yeah, no, but it was like, but real quickly, it got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, we're here now? How did we get here? How are we talking about gender roles? Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Societal norms.
Yeah. I'm like a magician. No, it's fun to get people to just talk about that stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was I am still on this water thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got something else too, like something else. Something pretty heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Is it jacked?
It's either jacked or jacked up.
All right, lay it on us.
Here we go. So we've been through the whole thing about religion and I don't know necessarily if I'm discrediting religion, but I would say that there isn't necessarily, like the Bible isn't necessarily a religious text the way that people take it. And I've said this before, I'm just saying it again to reiterate my position, right? Mm-hmm, it's more of it's a morality tale, but it's also a very accurate book on astrology, mm-hmm. its symbolism in yes. the Bible. Very yes. accurate. Too accurate to be a coincidence.
Okay.
Right? So, with that being said, so why, and I get a lot of these arguments about why I think people practicing religion is worthwhile, even though I don't believe that, that a historical Jesus Christ walked the earth and did all these things. I think that he is a character in a morality tale, mm-hmm. right? So why do I think it's important that people practice religion? I think it's because ultimately of what I figured out today, right?
Okay.
So if religion isn't real based off of what I'm saying, then it means heaven isn't real, right?
Right.
However, there is something worthwhile once you die. Right. So there's not like a heaven to go to. You don't aspire to go to a heaven, but technically it almost is a heaven. Heaven, when people die, their resonance, they become sound. Right. I mean, you almost got to already be on my level with where I'm at here. But
okay.
So here is why I say that so we all humans kind of vibrate at a particular resonance,
mm-hmm.
right? The frequency, because of the electrodes firing in our body, we have all sorts of all sorts of things, and that creates a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
When we die, and that frequency.
Did you just say the word synapses slightly so that you sounded intelligent?
No, I mean, well, synapses are firing, synapses. And I know that people are like, well, synapses are only in the brain, but they found recently that there are brain cells in other parts of the body, especially the heart. There are like things that I don't remember exactly what it was that we had previously thought was only in the brain and was found to be in the heart, which is why people, you know, scientists link the feeling of a broken heart, how it manifests actually in the chest, mm-hmm. like the sadness. So
sorry, I distracted you with synopsis.
Yeah. I mean, you can okay. take me down any tangent and I'm ready to heal the world with my knowledge. Yeah, I flow like water. Water is big right now. You got to be water.
Yeah.
You got to be water.
Okay.
So that frequency dissipates and becomes part. It's like, because in your body it's contained. It's a contained frequency. And when you die, you're no longer contained in the frequency. The frequency now becomes part of the universal frequency. Does that, like, even if you don't, even if you're not buying what I'm saying, even though I feel like people should buy this because this is a good thing to buy, unlike some of that bullshit you're out there buying. But even if you don't buy what I'm saying, does this line of logic make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. So, and the ancients knew this. I haven't backed this up with research on this particular topic because I know I'm going to find a lot of stuff, and I wanted to tell it to you from me first. Before okay. I find that, before it's backed by, YouTube science.
Okay.
But so if you live a life that is of, I don't want to say balance, but balance is the best word that I can come up with right now. If you live a life that is of a relatively healthy balance, right? Then the frequency in your body is going to be like a positive frequency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess, again, when I say positive, I don't mean in the sense of like positive, negative charges. Just like it's a positive frequency, and like attracts like. So when you die and your frequency dissipates into the universal frequency, that will attract the positive frequency. So your frequency then ascends towards the positive frequency. And the ancients, I believe the ancients knew this, right? And that's why heaven is associated with harmony. Mm-hmm. And it's talked about as being the most harmonious existence there is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, harmony is, it's a sound word. We all know that. Harmonies and songs. I'm just putting stuff together in the shed out here watching YouTube videos. You know?
Is that your soul that dissipates, your frequency?
I thought on that today. I thought, like, is it safe to call each person's frequency their soul? And I think yes, because the health of your frequency determines the health of your body and the way that you conduct yourself in the world. So if you have a negative frequency, you're probably, you know, conducting yourself in a negative manner in life. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's adding to the frequency, or at least sustaining the frequency. It's like a self-fulfilling frequency.
Yeah.
You know,
it kind of helps explain depression, because it's like, once people get on those frequencies, you can't, it's hard to get off. Like, absolutely. You're like, and that's why it's so hard to, that's why it's like, you're like, no, I can't. Because when everybody describes it, it's like, you can't get out of bed. You can't, like, go do, you know, like, so that's why it's like.
You literally have to readjust the way everything in your body is firing.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever that means. I mean, I feel like I don't know. I don't have the answers for all that. How to be that, you know?
Right.
I feel like respecting water and omen is what I got so far. You know,
it's not. And this is what we're talking about. It's not going to hurt you to respect water and om.
It's not going
to
respect. It's not going to hurt. Yeah.
People are going to think you're weird.
Exactly, and it's like, I mean, you know, I don't care. It's not something I'm worried about at this point, because I'm trying to. Not even that I'm trying to have my frequency ascend to a positive frequency when I die, if that's what it is. But it's just like, while I'm here, I wanna really experience what it means to be a human. Mm-hmm. And what my connection to the universe is at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and water is important for that, I guess. You know, it's
yeah, I think we should go to a waterfall soon. So, but something bad to buy into is like that Subway is healthy.
Wait, hold on a second, because you got a story here? Is what you're,
no,
are you transitioning?
No.
Are you just like, just you eat Subway today?
No, I didn't. I was just trying to think of something like, what's like, something stupid
that's
that people buy into.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Subway is not healthy. Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about. Because when you said waterfall,
yeah,
my first thought was like, let's go to a waterfall. I think it's time for me to start posting pictures of me with my shirt off. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm going to stand shirtless under a waterfall in Ohm. And I'm just going to, like, it's time, man. I need to, I can't, this is part of, like, why am I hiding my animal self?
Right? That's where you went, huh? You were...
It's
time
not where
to
I went,
free
but
your animal self.
I do have like weird shit linked to the idea of me like showing off.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like I need to get over that. I'm you know, pursuing a career in show business.
Yeah.
And here I have like a hang up about show, you know.
You don't think you put on enough show?
I don't put on enough show. Oh. I don't put on, like, it's not that, listen, I'm not gonna go on stage with my shirt off.
Yeah.
But it's that I am going on stage as a person who has a hang up about having his shirt off.
Yeah.
I need to be unbridled.
was that part of you growing your beard? Were you trying to be unbridled?
Oh, when you were angry at me? No, it was just, you know, I was just being natural.
Okay.
You know? I'm also, yeah, I think I'm almost all the way off deodorant. I don't know yet.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know yet.
It's not my fault then.
No, but it's, I do want to say this, because we did another podcast and we felt icky. Our bodies felt icky. We pushed through it. It was like sludge.
Yeah.
This is so different.
Yeah.
It's so different. And listen, and I will say this. Even while we are sludging through a podcast, We're just dropping gems. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
It was a funny podcast.
Well, I'll tell you this. Update from the update that people never got, the news stories people never got. We landed on Mars today.
Woo!
Probe made it.
Yeah.
It landed. It can now start exploring the Martian planet.
Yeah. I might even like slide in. You know what I might do? I might slide in the what he looked like from that episode into this episode.
It's cause
that was good. That
was good.
Like, I was like for come on. Give us some credit here. For the state that we were in.
Yeah.
And my connectivity with the universe at that moment and being able to come up with such an accurate that was good.
So you need to show that off?
Yeah, but I already kind of like, it's like spoiler alert, I nailed it.
I know.
But I think how I nailed it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was interesting. Well, we'll put it at the end of this episode, whenever, it just, that'll be the close of this episode.
Okay.
And what were we saying before that? Oh, here I did want to say this because like I can't stop thinking about how funny this is. I'll recap kind of like the way it just played out because we were talking about how, so I almost hit a deer the other day.
Right.
I almost hit a deer when I was driving. It was rainy. The reason why I almost hit the deer is because as the deer was trying to run across the street, it was raining, but his hooves were sliding, slipping, and he couldn't get traction. And then I was trying to stop the car and we have a fucking hybrid. So it doesn't, it's there's like, yeah, it just, there's no way to have traction in this light ass car. It's not heavy enough to have traction.
No.
It's not, good Lord. So it was like super close. It was super close. And honestly, like after almost hitting that deer is when I start having all those revelations about how heaven is a sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's like what the ultimate revelation was. It was like in that moment, you know, I realized, I don't know how it all came together, but my first epiphany before all of that, I remember very soundly, was that how hooves are the church shoes of animal feet. That is so funny to me. I can't stop thinking about that. I can't stop thinking about all the times that one kid that had to go to church all the time showed up and try to do some non-church shoes shit in church shoes.
Yeah.
You know, and just like imagine it being a deer. That's funny to me. Like a deer showing up to the basketball court.
Yeah.
And like, I got next. Like, fuck. Fuck. There's only just enough people. He has to be on the team next. You know what I mean? Like he's playing next. Most of us have to be on his team. And say, actually, because he's here, now it's going to be 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what a day-ruining situation that could have been. Oh, it was so close.
Yeah, man.
So close. That is, hooves are the church shoes of animal feet. Very happy with that.
Solved it.
I did. Like that's a great comparison because it's when you're doing what they're designed for, it's okay.
Church.
When you're in church, those shoes are fine.
Yeah.
Those are great shoes. You know what I mean? They slide on the carpet. You get the coast. You get the, you know what I mean? You get to like feel the heavenly, you know, slide. You know, feel good. You get to feel good. You get to do a little shuffle. You know, like do some things. But yeah, it's keep those dumbass feet in the forest, you idiot. So, all right, whatever. I feel like we're kind of winding down here anyway, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how long that that segment of what he looked like was. So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna add that. You gonna count it down?
3, 2.
What the hell? What did you just look? Does it matter what you're counting down? I just said count it down. Does it matter? Like, have you ever been obligated to a countdown and you count it down and you turn out to be something you regret it later on? Have you ever regretted a countdown? Ever?
You are not a female, huh?
Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. But women are out there forcing other women to count shit down against their will. I don't know. I don't want to get into your world right now. Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
You just want me to count down for you.
We're going to put the segment of did what he looked like from the last episode here.
Okay.
We're going to have you were going to count down.
I'm counting down.
And then
I
was going to, okay.
3, 2, 1. Do you want to play what does he look like?
Yeah. What are you, is that what you've been thinking about the whole time?
Yeah.
You've just been sitting on that waiting to get to that? Is that why you haven't been able to talk this whole entire time?
I've been talking.
All right.
Arizona. You're in Arizona. Dude escapes from prison, kills somebody same day.
That's it?
He's from Arizona. He had been in jail. He just got released. He didn't show up for his probation meetings. And a woman was killed. They said they got a 911. Afterwards, somebody said that somebody was seriously injured in an apartment. I don't know how they knew, but they called the police in. And the police went and checked it out. Lady was killed. She had stuff with his name on it in her place. And somebody, 911 said somebody made a call to him that said, I just got released from prison and I just killed my girlfriend. And then, wouldn't give him any more details. And so they got him.
How many more details did they need?
I don't know. Not many.
What are they trying to do? Accuse him of being secretive?
I don't know. I don't know.
he was just being so mysterious about the other details. Okay. So, all right. What does he look like? Mm-hmm. What does he look like? Interesting. Okay, so it seems like all across the country, prisons are mostly populated by black people. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is in Arizona. Arizona seems like a pretty I would say you would probably be dealing with white, Mexican, Native American more so than black. So he's not black. Sorry, black people. This one's not for you.
Not for you.
So what am I left with? So, whew. What kind of person kills someone and then turns themselves in like that?
Oh no.
That's the question. Why turn yourself in? What is the general concern with is it you're comfortable with prison?
What do you think he did it because he came home and found his girl with somebody else and was went into a rage?
Well, yeah, I get that part. I get why he killed. I didn't say why did he kill her.
Oh, okay, that's the same reason we all know. Yeah.
Nobody. Okay. Only anybody I heard the story is questioning why he killed her. But why turn yourself in?
Yeah.
Why, what compels you to then, or what where are you at in life that you'll kill somebody and then turn yourself in immediately?
Yeah.
He's been out of jail for how long?
This is the same day.
Right? This is day
Hours,
one.
Yeah.
Right? So here's what I'm dealing with. He's white to me, and here's why. Because he was expecting that this woman was being faithful while he was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed her in a delusional way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So.
And that's white privilege to be that delusional?
No. Hear me out. So what I mean by believed her in a delusional way is that he believed her in a way that if she was lying, I don't know what I will do with myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because he knows she's lying.
Yeah.
So he's not giving himself the excuse to, but already kind of building a back door for his anger. Mm-hmm. Right. That's some white shit to me. You know what I mean? That's that's almost premeditated murder. As far as I'm concerned. if a white man believes that his wife is being, his woman is being faithful while he's in prison. That's premeditated murder. That's if he murders, that should count for premeditated. So now he's I still don't even know if I fully articulated what I'm trying to say too, because he's he's like how long was he in prison?
Oh, I think I can get those facts for you. He had served two previous stints, one for forgery conviction, and the other was another conviction for possession or use of dangerous drugs. Okay. Doesn't tell me how long, though.
Yeah, that's a very, it's all vague. Possession of dangerous drugs?
Oh, he was admitted on August 4th, 2016.
So he was in prison for 2 years?
16, 17, 18, 19. 3 years. 2 years. August.
It's 2019?
Yeah. No. No, sorry. No, it's 2 years.
Okay.
I was looking at a confusing date.
What was confusing about it not being 2019 right now?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, because of that, because there's like, there are these, I just don't think a Mexican or a Native American would think that they're a woman. I just feel like the ethnic minorities, mm-hmm. I feel like we just deal with lying and trust a lot differently than white people do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We kind of have this like, well, I knew that was going to happen. I ain't trust her anyway. Or, yeah. You know, a lot of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if it was just like a normal family situation, he just came home from work early one day.
Yeah.
Like, that could be any color person. Right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But to come home from jail.
Yeah.
And then find it and then immediately sacrifice your freedom because of it.
Yeah.
Because of what you see right now, although you knew this was happening.
Yeah.
You knew that bitch was lying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, he's white. Okay, so that again, I don't know if I fully articulated myself well, but I hope you're listening and knowing what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Balding.
Uh-huh.
He's balding because I just feel like a bigger man would have walked away. A manlier man would have walked away.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You got out. This is your, the world is at your, I don't, maybe he's a loser.
Maybe
world is in his oyster.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe he got out of jail and needed her. I'm assuming. Now, here I go assuming again.
Yeah, yeah.
Here I go assuming again. So, no, but I have him. I have him as kind of like a dopey, like wah wah wah, like a woe is me guy. Mm-hmm. Unusually rosy red cheeks, like mm-hmm. you know, like cherubby face, but like a cherubby face, but like a beat up Cupid. You know what I mean? Like a Cupid that's been through it.
Yeah.
A tough go of it. Smokes hard. Gets out of bed, does nothing to its hair because it just has given up in life.
Yeah.
Like wide beady eyes, mm-hmm. like unfortunate beady eyes, like wide and beady. Like it's just like God, like God wanted you to know what the fuck. Like look at this loser's eyes. Look how there's nothing behind these.
Yeah.
You know, he can't even hide how there's nothing behind his eyes.
Okay.
So so that's a trait of his. Like he can't, like people probably pity him,
mm-hmm.
and he's probably used to being pitied, in a way that would make him feel like turning himself in would be the best option.
Yeah.
Woo! I figured it out.
Yeah.
I figured out why. What type of person would murder someone then turn themselves in immediately? I think
did
I talked
it.
That out. I think that's what I'm going with.
All right. You ready?
Okay, well, that is unspeakably accurate, okay? All right, you describe what he looks like based off that picture. Holy shit, that was creepy!
So he looks like a very down-on-his-luck, unsuccessful Cupid.
He really does. his facial hair, his chin hair is a little longer than I thought it was going to be. It's almost biker long.
Yeah.
But then it stops short. It's like a quarter length biker.
Yeah.
So it's like he failed that look.
A white guy with very beady eyes that are wide set apart.
And are they blue?
Yeah.
Good blue. Lord. He has blue beady eyes. What is that? What a sad looking man.
Yeah.
You can't not look at those eyes because they're blue, and you can't not notice how beady they are because they're wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has more hair than I thought he was going to have. He's bald. I thought he was going to have messed up hair, but balding. But he keeps it messed up because it like looks like volume.
Yeah.
You know?
He's got bald head.
Also, he looks like a blonde guy. Also, I didn't say it, but my guy was like a brown haired guy that was going gray.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you.
You jacked that one.
I was jacked. And see, and that, listen, whoever says that you can't judge a book by the cover.
You know? That's never seen him.
Yeah, that guy right there. That guy. All right. So that was that episode, or that segment rather, of what he looked like. I don't know. Was it worth it? Did you enjoy it? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
But you nailed it.
Yeah, I nailed that shit. All right. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. How do we say like and subscribe? You can't do one of those, right? You can subscribe, rate and review and subscribe. Yeah, rate, review, and subscribe, man. This is a good podcast. We really got in there. Whatever. I mean, it was just like I almost made an anal joke for no reason. We were like butt to butt on that one.